KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have sunny skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund last week awarded three $750 scholarships during Atlantic High School's class night. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty says each year the scholarship committee receives several amazing applications. This year's recipients were Cole Gibson, Cody McCready, and Emily Soigling. Two of Trevor's close friends and committee members, Tyler Drovel and Stephen Peterson, were present to hand out the scholarships. Betty says also we want to congratulate all the area graduating seniors and wish them the best in their future endeavors. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the ex-wife of a Western Iowa sheriff's deputy who was killed in the line of duty has filed a lawsuit against his widow and Pottawatomie County, claiming donations made for his children were never given to them. Pott County Deputy Mark Burbridge died in May of 2017 after inmate Wesley Correa Carminati shot him while attempting to escape. Sergeant Jason LeMaster and the county started the Mark Burbridge Memorial Fund after his death, collecting more than $160,000 in donations. Sarah Reinsch, the deputy's ex-wife, filed a petition on March 29th alleging the public was told the funds would go toward Burbridge's children. Reinsch and Burbridge, who divorced in 2012, had two children together and cared for another minor while they were married, according to the lawsuit. Reinsch was denied access to the fund's bank statements, and only Burbridge's widow, Jessica Burbridge, was allowed access to the account, the petition said. Jessica now has depleted the fund and taken all the money meant to assist Mark's children, according to the petition, following his death and leaving them nothing after openly exploiting them for personal gain, according to the lawsuit. Jessica Burbridge said the donated money wasn't specifically declared for the children, according to court records, and she denies exploiting the children and alleges she's helped them to collect various benefits, including a $400,000 life insurance policy. She said the children will also receive $171,000 from the Department of Justice and $8,000 from the Homicide Survivors Group. Reinsch's attorney, Edward Keene, said Jessica Burbridge's response had inaccuracies and that the children aren't beneficiaries of the life insurance policy. The adoptive parents of a 16-year-old Iowa girl who weighed only 56 pounds when she died have pleaded not guilty to new charges. Misty and Mark Ray entered the pleas Tuesday in Dallas County District Court to charges of ongoing criminal conduct, theft, and fraudulent practice. The pair already have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, child endangerment resulting in death, and other counts related to the starvation death last May of Sabrina Ray. Mark Ray's lawyers, Jake Feuerhelm, has said the new charges are related to the money the couple received from the Iowa Department of Human Services. Prosecutors say the Rays engaged in deception for financial gain on an ongoing basis. The two live in Perry. A legal challenge of Iowa's new law that effectively bans all abortions in the state is starting in Polk County District Court. Whichever way the district court rules, Rita Bettis of the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa acknowledges the lawsuit will be challenged in the Iowa Supreme Court.
The Iowa Supreme Court has long been a stalwart protector of individual rights, recognizing those rights under our Iowa Constitution. So in this case, we thought it was appropriate to bring this case in front of the Iowa court.
The lawsuit's claims are focused on the Iowa Constitution. That's a tactical move to try to avoid having this case heard in federal courts, or it might wind up as a test case to overturn Roe v. Wade. Susanna DeBacca is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland.
Iowa will not go back in time by taking away this right. Planned Parenthood is challenging this law because the Iowa Constitution is clear, a woman has the right to access a safe and legal abortion.
Governor Kim Reynolds, who signed the abortion ban on May the 4th, said at the time that she would not back down from a legal challenge. Reynolds has pledged to do everything in her power to, quote, protect innocent life. Cass County Attorney Michael Hooper yesterday provided an update on a trio of court cases that reached their conclusion in court on Monday. 19-year-old Colin Peterson, who was arrested by Atlantic Police February 6th, pled guilty to a Class D felony charge of theft in the second degree. He was placed on 2 years probation in order to pay restitution to the victims of his crimes. Peterson was also assessed a civil penalty of $750. 34-year-old Christopher Leon Bomer of Atlantic was arrested February 1st for felony possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and OWI first offense. He pleaded guilty Monday to the Class D possession charge and was sentenced to 5 years in prison with time suspended. Bomer was placed on 2 years of supervised probation, and as a condition of which is required to have a substance abuse evaluation and follow any recommended treatment. Also, 25-year-old Adad Abdik of Waterloo, who was arrested this past February in Cass County on a Blackhawk County warrant for theft in the fourth degree, pled guilty Monday to a Class D felony charge of theft in the second degree, and he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. He was also ordered to pay restitution to the victims of his crimes. The Glenwood Police Department said yesterday there were two arrests recently. On Monday, 37-year-old Brandon Benton of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail until seen by a magistrate. And on Tuesday, 37-year-old Draper Dearborn of Glenwood was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Bond there was set for $1,000 cash or surety. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.